High pressure will be along the Atlantic seaboard into the weekend. Friday night, a frontal system will drift south, installed in the St. Lawrence Valley, with the warm and humid air mass over our region and the nearby front. Our weather will be hazy, warm, and humid, with patchy morning fog and scattered mainly afternoon and evening thunderstorms through the weekend. Late Labor Day, a stronger cold front will push into the region. Cooler and more seasonable weather will return midweek as high pressure builds into the Midwest. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. However, in the Midwest, a significant shortwave trough will top the ridge during the day today and dig southeastward into a position over Wisconsin and northeastern Iowa by tomorrow morning. Multiple thunderstorm clusters will likely be ongoing at the beginning of tomorrow, especially within the warm advection zone across the upper peninsula of Michigan and northern Wisconsin along the nose of a low-level jet. If a mesoscale convective system evolves over the northern Great Lakes region, a substantial surge to surface front may occur, displacing the boundary to a position from southern Lake Michigan southward across northern Illinois into southern Indiana by the day on the 31st. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, it'll be mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. The Albany, New York climate normals for tomorrow. The normal maximum temperature is 78 degrees with a record of 98 set back in 1953. Normal minimum temperature is 58 degrees with a record of 38 set back in 1982. Sunrise and sunset data for today. Sunrise was at 6:17 a.m. Sunset at 7:34 p.m. For tomorrow, August 30th, sunrise at 6:18 a.m. and sunset at 7:33 p.m. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy with patchy fog after midnight and lows in the upper 50s. For Friday, partly sunny with patchy fog in the morning, highs in the lower 80s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Hartford, Kingston, and Poughkeepsie, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, tonight becoming partly cloudy, patchy fog after midnight, humid with lows in the lower 60s. For Friday, patchy fog in the morning, then partly sunny, humid with highs in the lower 80s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, patchy fog forming after midnight and lows in the upper 50s. For Friday, patchy fog in the morning, then partly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. For the southern Catskills to Conics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly cloudy tonight, patchy fog after midnight with lows in the upper 50s. For Friday, partly sunny, patchy fog in the morning, highs in the lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, tonight becoming partly cloudy, patchy fog after midnight and lows in the lower 60s. Friday, partly sunny, patchy fog in the morning, highs in the lower 80s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the low 80s. Sunday, the chance for showers and storms, highs in the low 80s. Labor Day, chance for showers and storms, highs in the low 80s. And Tuesday, the chance for showers, highs in the mid-70s. Wednesday, sunny with highs in the mid-70s. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.